Before I start, how about a hand for Tara? She always kind of, full disclosure, we're roommates. These always kind of come out of nowhere. She just kind of conjures them out of thin air. She's like, oh, it's a mixtape reading. I just set it all up. It's all cool. It's like, oh, great. So this is a story about jerks and their baby. Or people who are jerks who have a baby. I don't know. It's called Their Sweating Baby. They had a baby, which I thought was strange. We were neighbors, myself and Ellie and Christian and Isaac, who they were already calling Zeke. Ellie and Christian were in their late 20s, just a few years older than me. The baby was too young to do much of anything. It just sat on the couch with Christian, or allowed itself to be joggled mildly by the strangely muscular arms of his mother, who I found myself daydreaming about while scrubbing the tacky brown gunk from the single frying pan I owned. It was November, a cold one, or at least that's what people were saying to each other. I wasn't speaking to this particular woman anymore, and I held a job I had found on Craigslist as a fact checker for a retired professor. I think he was writing about the day-to-day anthropology of garbage. He never actually told me what the book was about. He said this was to preserve my objectivity. I would get emails with the subject line, quote, which decomposes faster, egg cartons or Chinese food containers, e.g. those little white boxes, M-NM, close quote. NM meant no message or nothing in the body of the email. I get a few of these a day. Our apartment building was right next to a convenience store. From my window, I could see the roof of the convenience store and out to the intersection where there was a bus stop and a coffee shop. The crosswalk at the intersection was outfitted with a speaker that made a noise when it was safe to walk for people who couldn't see. For the first month I lived there, it was impossible to sleep, the crosswalk turning to walk at regular intervals throughout the night, like clockwork. Beedoop! Beedoop! Christian had invited me over to watch the Seahawks game. Ellie was out. I was sitting on their black leather couch with Christian and Zeke. Zeke was wearing a small Seahawks beanie with a neon green pom-pom on top of it. It was uncomfortably hot in the room. Christian was wearing a jersey with a Samoan name on the back of it. He had the baby cradled in his lap with the baby facing me. A group of men on the TV were screaming about tortilla chips, and then a truck was falling from outer space. The truck had those meteoric re-entry flames around it. The truck landed in the middle of Washington, D.C., and a beautiful woman stepped out. Built tough, the woman said. Your age, the girls probably still have that scorched earth thing going on down there, right? Christian said, pointing with his forehead at the woman. I said I didn't follow him. Like, pussy, Christian said. Oh, Ellie, you know, he said, shifting the baby in his arms. I then received a startlingly detailed description of Ellie's pubic hair. Shape, neat, apparently somewhat trapezoidal, length, approximately 1/2 inch inside the trapezoid, length outside the trapezoid varying by date of upkeep, and frequency of trimming, once every 2 weeks or so. I felt like I had to stand up, and so I asked Christian if he wanted a beer. He said no. The Seahawks were back on TV. I walked into the kitchen and got a Miller Lite from the fridge. On TV, the Seahawks kicked a field goal and Christian yelped once. From the kitchen, I could see that Zeke was looking at me. How far can babies see? I thought. Can you see me here, standing in the kitchen? Christian took Zeke's tiny, shrimp-like fingers into his larger ones and raised them in a celebratory way. The baby kept looking at me. Christian whispered the crowd's adulation to the top of Zeke's head. The baby kept looking at me. The apartment buzzer went off. It was Ellie with the groceries. I volunteered to go down and help her, but Christian waved me off and told me to go sit with the baby. I walked over to the couch where Zeke was propped up with the remote in his hands as a sort of joke. I had opened my beer, but immediately found that I couldn't drink any of it. I set it down on the coffee table. The baby looked at me, pawed at the air in front of his face. I saw tiny beads of sweat underneath his tiny knit hat. Does a baby sweat? I thought. Is this something that occurs in babies? I looked back at the door and then swiped my thumb against Zeke's forehead. It was definitely sweat. I held my thumb to my face and sniffed, but got nothing besides the smell of my own hand. What does a baby's sweat smell like? Zeke said a bob noise. I leaned in, got my nose right next to Zeke's forehead. My nose grazed his skin. It was unbelievably soft. I smelled their baby. As I was taking a large investigative whiff. A large investigative whiff. I heard the door close. I straightened immediately, but there was no point. I moved for my beer, but then did not grab it. Christian set down his grocery bag, but Ellie did not. It was silent in the room, besides the TV and the baby shifting on the couch and the crosswalk out the window, telling the blind it was safe. Thanks.
If you like this kind of thing, there'll be a whole festival at the end of March. Woo! The festival's called April. And there's a salon right here at 5 o'clock of performance type readings. I'm excited to see it, so I hope to see you again. Free zines over there. The blue ones are from this time, except for this special white one. And then the white ones are from last time. Thanks.